The start of the week, Victorians celebrated two glorious days with zero cases, and a new day was born.
Get your donuts out, people, or any other zero-shaped food for that matter, because it's time to celebrate.
Let's go back to Donut Day, as they're calling it today.
The mood's really lifted in Victoria as Donut Day gave us something to celebrate.
Yep, Donut Day happened, Double Donut Day. The internet was awash with pictures of glazed, sugary desserts along with some of the most creative captions, clearly born from the despair of months in lockdown. I mean, donuts was the pinnacle of the year for many people in Melbourne. It was the most exciting thing that had happened, which sort of tells you a bit about the experience people had endured. But among all the unity and the celebration and the feel-good moments, some of you may have noticed a certain split, a divide tearing our country apart. How do you spell donut? Do you opt for the carefree American spelling, D-O-N-U-T? I mean, that's easy, isn't it? Short. Or are you a traditionalist sticking with the Queen's D-O-U-G-H? N-U-T. Sue Butler is the former editor of the Macquarie Dictionary and joins us now to deal with what is clearly a very significant conundrum in this nation. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry, I was just lost in thought about the...
Of course you were. Of course you were thinking about donuts, which
That's
is
right.
What I was doing too. I've been thinking a lot about donuts lately. Which spelling is correct?
Okay, I also... noticed it and thought about it and went to check. So I did a Google search on Victorian Donut Day with both spellings and found, I guess I was slightly relieved to find that the D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T spelling was clearly ahead. 423,000 of them as opposed to D-O-N-U-T 81,500. So we're sticking with the D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T spelling on the whole. So what's happening? I think that we probably are used to seeing the shorter spelling as a kind of commercial variant. We also know it's an American spelling, so in America it would be perfectly legitimate to spell it that way. But we see it as a commercial thing. Bakeries would advertise that spelling because it seems jazzier and, you know, sort of, and it's shorter.
That's right.
So we're used to that. But in proper writing, we would still use the D-O-U-G-H. But I think there is another thing that happened in this particular instance, which is that the shorter spelling emphasises the O, which is relates to the zero.
Yes.
So the zero is much clearer in the shorter spelling than it is in the longer spelling. And so this became a kind of in-joke, you know. It was a joke that Victorians could share, and I think they should share as many jokes as they want to. So the donut shorter spelling became the thing of the day. There is also a National Donut Day in America, so it was possibly, which is, you know, turns up in other countries as well.
So is it strange that Australians are so repulsed by the American spelling of mom or colour, but we don't seem to care that much about donut?
I think probably in general terms, we're not as fussed about the differences between American spelling and our spelling as we used to be, where we, you know, we sort of maintained this notion that we were following a British heritage line and refusing to accept Americanization. I think as the world is becoming increasingly globalized, we're probably more willing to accept that there are different spellings in different Englishes around the world, and this is simply variation and not something to get particularly upset about.
Now, Halloween is around the corner, and every year it seems Australians warm more and more up to the holiday. Of course, it's going to be a COVID-safe kind of trick-or-treating. In fact, I know in Victoria, the health department's not a big fan of trick-or-treating for obvious reasons. Lollies. Germs. Do you think our language is going the same way as our desire to dress up and trick-or-treat? Is it the sort of, you know, desire to be more American?
Well, I think that all of us are inclined to adopt a holiday or a custom that gives us a bit of fun. And I think children latched on. My son commented the other night that he'd learned about this and thought, wow, that seems like a great idea. And unfortunately, we didn't do it and no one in the street did it. And so he missed out on this opportunity. So there's that sort of element of doing something because it gives you a bit of fun. I don't think this is necessarily a total, you know, we're not adopting American ways and culture. We're heavily influenced. We're a small country, a little English sandwiched between British English and American English. And like every English around the world, we feel the weight of American English on us. But we're not overwhelmed.
No, we're okay. Sue, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sue Butler is former editor of the Macquarie Dictionary. This is RN Drive, 0418 226576 is our text line. Hooly dooly. There are so many text messages on spelling and donut, the English language, American influence, the whole thing, really. Many, many excited people. And just want to sort of mention that somebody texted in a little earlier, completely unrelated, and it completely cracked me up. Thank you for cracking me up, asking if I was broadcasting tonight from the pub. I think this was a joke about the fact that I am in Melbourne and today's the first official day where these sorts of places like pubs and clubs are open in limited numbers. I am not broadcasting from the pub, but I did enjoy your text message very much. Thank you. Look, Will says Melburnians doesn't annoy me, but I like Melbourneites better. I like that. Melbourneites. Mark says, where do I start? Status instead of status. Counter, not bench. A ways to go, not a way to go. Defence, not defence. I give up. Ron says, where do I start, PK? Jail, program, colour, honour, recognise, socialise, travellers, jewellery, aluminium. Can I say, that is the most beautiful collection of words that don't appear to have obvious links, but either way, you have made a very good point. This one too, complimentary when it should be complimentary, and obviously they're spelled differently there, look it up. Just because something is free, it does not mean it likes you too. Louise says, no American anything, thanks. Ian says, hi PK, what gives me the irrits is the growing use of obligated instead of obliged and obligate instead of oblige. Jeff says, my frustration is word processors defaulting to American, making me look like a goose. A friend of the program, Mark Kenny, has even written in saying, it's not also a function of text SMS speak. Everything is abbreviated. Then I'm even getting personal texts to my phone. This fires up people so much. So, Mark, lovely that you're listening. Always love to hear from you too. Hi, PK. I love new words in English. Floored robe is my current favourite. But the word horticulture, floored robe, clothes on the floor. Okay, thank you. My producer, Joanna Carruthers, who's fantastic and, you know, keeps this show afloat. Thank you, Joanna Carruthers, is letting me know exactly what that is because I pick up my clothes, I put them in my wardrobe, the traditional definition for putting your clothes in the wardrobe. I hate clothes on the floor. Anyway, that's my own problem. I'm just going to park that. Yeah, PK, I love new words in English, but the word horticulturalist with the extra syllable L makes my blood boil. It doesn't offer anything new, which the established term horticulturalist doesn't already do. It has only caught on since the age of the internet, okay?